Blackstone Audiobooks presents Felix Holt, The Radical by George Eliot. Upon the Midlands now the industrious muse doth fall, the shires which we the heart of England well may call. My native country, thou, which so brave spirits hast bred, if there be virtues yet remaining in thy earth, or any good of thine thou bredst into my birth, accept it as thine own, whilst now I sing of thee, of all thy later brood the unworthiest though I be. Drayton, Polyolbion. Introduction. 35 years ago, the glory had not yet departed from the old coach roads. The great roadside inns were still brilliant with well-polished tankards, the smiling glances of pretty barmaids, and the repartees of jocose ostlers. The mail still announced itself by the merry notes of the horn. The hedge-cutter or the rick-thatcher might still know the exact hour by the unfailing yet otherwise meteoric apparition of the pea-green tally-ho or the yellow independent. And elderly gentlemen in pony chaises, quartering nervously to make way for the rolling, swinging swiftness, had not ceased to remark that times were finely changed since they used to see the pack-horses and hear the tinkling of their bells on this very highway. In those days there were pocket-boroughs, a Birmingham unrepresented in Parliament and compelled to make strong representations out of it, unrepealed corn laws, 3 and 6 penny letters, a brawny and many breeding pauperism, and other departed evils. But there were some pleasant things, too, which have also departed. Non omnia grandior itas quae fugiamus habet, says the wise goddess, you have not the best of it in all things. Oh, youngsters, the elderly man has his enviable memories.